back. Welcome, everybody, to the Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Zagoda, and as always, I'm happy to be here. Today is a very special Halloween holiday edition, a very scary special. And I am joined with my good friend, Thomas Panzarella. Thank you for joining me, Thomas.
Thank you, Jason. Happy Halloween to everyone. Be safe
tonight. Absolutely. Everybody have a great holiday. Be safe, do what you gotta do, whatever it is, right? Go out, have some drinks, whatever. So today, instead of sharing anything that's useful, we're gonna share something, I guess it could be useful.
We learned many lessons
We did learn some lessons. Unintentional, these are life lessons.
And cleaning lessons.
Cleanliness lessons as right. well. So maybe this is gonna be informative. But the intention is to be more entertainment at this point. So we're going to share a scary horror real estate experience that we had.
True.
With you guys. This is probably going to be a three-part series because there's so much going on in this story. So it's probably going to be three parts. And since it's going to be a three-part thriller, what are we going to call it?
Thrilogy.
Thrilogy. And this is part one.
Yes. Hashtag it. Make it part of the populace.
Yeah, make that a hashtag. And you know, you can hashtag Jay Zagoda and Tom Spans rather too if you want.
Trend the show.
Give the brother a little bit of credit.
Make the show trend.
Some credit. So so I'm gonna set the scene, Thomas, and then we're just gonna kinda jump right into it, I guess.
Let's do this.
So here's the scene. It is a young it's an early spring day. Two young chaps named Thomas and Jason getting ready to host an open house, and on this particular day, the birds were chirping, the sun was shining bright.
It was
shining bright, Thomas. And the wind had a nice cool breeze, bringing the scent of spring to the nostril tips that tickled the nostrils and tickled the sensations, and everybody was happy. And these young two men were sitting at the open house, and it was beautiful, and everybody was happy in the land. There was acoustic music playing in the background. I think the song was Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again. But it was the acoustic version, so it made it classy. Yeah. we had snacks, water, refreshments for the onlookers of the open house, and everybody was happy. That was going to change very, very soon. So, anyways, at about 2 o'clock. At about 2 o'clock, we're rocking and rolling, and I mean, we're rocking and rolling. I mean, and this is Thomas. We're early in our career. This is my third or second open house. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm barely a real estate agent at this point. Thomas is the same boat. We're young. We don't know what we're doing. But we're making it happen. We got 35 people in this house. It is unprecedented. It's one of the stories we talk about. People are like, oh my God, you had that many people at one time?
That's true.
We had over 50 total. But at the peak of it, at about two, it was about 35 at once.
Yeah.
So here we are, handling it, engaging everybody, talking to them, you know, doing our best. About 2:30, right? It dies down to how many people were left in the house? Three, four? There was two people.
Mind you guys, listeners, let your mental clocks begin now. Open house closes at 3 o'clock. It's 2:30.
Yes.
Right now.
And I don't know if I mentioned this, but the home had already sold.
Oversold.
Sold for way over asking. The homeowners being so cool, we had already scheduled the open, and they were like, go ahead, host it anyways. If you guys can get some leads off this, get some business, do it. And any agent knows that's pretty much one of the biggest reasons we hold the open is to get leads. Mm-hmm. It's much to sell the house, but it's also so we can get business. So they're so cool about it. So the house is already past Pina. It's sold. Like, it's just, you know, escrow's been collected. It's sold, sold. So here we are, in this open house, and we walk into a room. In the room, we see in about a 5x5 area, mud is smeared everywhere on this carpet.
Everywhere.
Oh my God, no, not mud.
Brand new carpets. Oh my God, no. Carpets, brand new walls. Oh. Floors were perfect. Walls freshly painted. It was, It stood out like a sore thumb.
So Thomas runs to go get something to clean it up. He's in there cleaning it up. And while he's in there cleaning it up, I'm doing some investigative work. Thomas, what are you...
I come back into the room. I see my partner and friend on all fours. He looks up at me with a face of pure fear.
And I say, this isn't mud. Dun, dun, dun. Stay tuned for the next pods. And this is Welcome back to part two, folks. This is part two of the Thrillogy.
That it is.
Actually, we are joined in studio, and I say in studio, which means I'm just sitting in my office, with Jason Cody. Jay, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, man. Y'all, I'm happy to be here. I heard this was a doozy.
This was a little bit of a doozy. a dookie of a doozy, if you will.
It was.
So we left off with me on all fours sniffing to confirm that this is not mud.
Oh.
That this is doo-doo. This dookie in this house.
No.
Now, we went from panic level 7 for mud to 15 when we knew it was dookie. Off the charts.
At this point, it's about 2:35. We got 25 minutes left before the clients potentially come home and before our day is done.
Oh, my God. Before our life is done.
I look down. He's on all fours. I can't imagine that he's going to reveal the face that he reveals to me when he looks up at me in sheer terror and says, "This is not mud." Now,
I said a four-letter word, which I'm not going to say here, but it rhymes with it.
Yeah.
Starts with shh.
Yeah.
So here we are. So Thomas is like, "Okay, we got to clean this up." There's still people in the house. There's still the two people in this house, mind you, walking around. So we devise a plan. We got to clean it up. I mean,
redirect absolutely. Traffic.
So at first, though, we got to figure out, is this it? Is this the extent of the dookie? Is there more dookie?
I remember.
So we go
this.
In a full Scooby-Doo mode. We're investigating in the house. We walk down the hallway. Everywhere. We go into the bathroom. Ruffle. No dookie in the bathroom. Yeah, score. Go into the bedroom. Dookie.
Oh. That's only the first floor.
Oh, my
continues
God.
Continues up the stairs.
Up the stairs.
We have, and this is another agent's listing.
Oh, this is my listing.
This,
yeah. That's why I'm here, bro. You want to sit out of this? I do remember this.
This is our team leader's listing.
This is our team leader's. So wait, when we say it goes up the stairs, you know there's the top part of the stair and then the front part, the face of the stair? It's on the face of the stair. Like they were literally kicking the stair, dragging their foot up and stopping it down.
As if someone was trying to who walks sabotage.
Like that? Who walks like that?
Who does walk
what
though?
Kind of dookie stankfoot?
I have a theory about this that we will reveal.
Oh, we got lots of theories. We got lots of theories. So now we're on full-on panic mode. There's dookie all over this house. And to give you guys full circle, remember, we are newer agents. We are babies. We don't know what to do. We're like, oh my God. And you're like, listen, our boss is very cool. Jay's very cool.
Your partner.
Partner, yes. Our partner's very cool. But we don't want to tell this man, hey, you know the house that already sold?
Yeah, no,
that they
I'm
let
not,
us through the open anyways? Well, yeah, there's crap everywhere.
Yeah,
this isn't a conversation we want to have.
I'm not telling you.
Yeah. So I'm like, yo, I got to go get something to clean it up. The two people are in the house. They leave. I get in my truck. I zip up to Family Dollar, and I get carpet cleaner. Now, while I'm out getting carpet cleaner, Thomas, what are you doing?
I'm thinking, okay, there's still people coming into this home. They can come in at any time.
Yes.
Right? I'm like, I got to be able to remedy this. I go in. I try to grab some. I always heard that you could use dish soap to get lift stains up. Well, so I get a paper towels and dish soap. I don't want to go through all their stuff, all their cabinets, whatever. I don't want to do that. So I just do the dish soap. I'm rubbing it into a cream, somewhere between cream and white carpet. It is making it only worse. There are clients, there are potential clients coming in as I'm doing this, running around trying to clean it, then me trying to pretend I'm not cleaning anything. It looks like I'm...
What are you doing down there, good
sir?
I'm running through, exactly.
I'm running on,
from room to room trying to make sure no one is seeing me
so
doing what
this
I'm
is
doing.
When I show up and I look at the smeared, now a new color...
And
I'm like, what's going on? And I got carpet cleaner, I'm ready to go, and this stuff is smeared in a nice yellow or brown. It was a good color.
It's gone.
It's a great color
gone.
For a shirt, not so much for
it's
a rug.
Gone.
It was insane.
Pancake color.
So now we're thinking, oh my God, we'll never get this out, because now it's smeared in and scraped in, and we're on full on, I think we're at panic mode 15, we're at panic mode 45 now, and it's like, holy criminy, what do we do? And then people walk into the house.
At this point, it's around 2:50.
Oh. All right, guys, stay tuned for the final segment. We'll be right back. We got all three of us singing in here. It's kind of like High School Musical.
Amazing.
Welcome back to the third and final installment to the Real Estate Horror Story. And we left off with young Thomas and young Jason in full panic mode. With now, not only Dookie, but smeared in Dookie.
Everywhere.
So I come back, and this is going to be a plug to Resolve Stain Remover Carpet Cleaner. Thank you guys are amazing.
Yeah. Thank you too, because my homeowners never knew.
They never knew.
That's right.
As a real estate agent, you need to keep this in your vehicle because you never know if you get mud. I swear by this. I will keep this with me everywhere I go.
We promise no education in this show. We lied.
We lied. This is education.
Yes.
So, getting back to this, now I'm squirting this everywhere, and I'm like totally neurotic with it. Like, Thomas is like, it's good. And I'm like, no, I'm still scrubbing.
Yeah.
Like, my life depends on it.
There are people still coming.
There's still people coming in. We're trying to scrub, but not let them see a scrub and get kind of go back and forth. And then finally, this couple comes in and I'm like, I don't even want them to see me. At this point, I'm like, I don't want to be associated with the Dookie house. So as they're walking, the house is kind of like a maze, if you remember. There's like hallways and open. So as they would enter one room, I'm strategically going into another. As if they never,
like the
so they couldn't
Clue.
See me.
It's like the movie Clue. That's what's happening right now.
So
I'm
around
like,
the corner.
Yeah, I'm like mirroring them, but on opposite sides of the walls. I'm like, they're not going to see me. I don't need to be a target. But hey, man, I remember you from the Dookie house. Like, I don't need that.
I'm trying to redirect traffic. We are doing the best we can without looking
Oh, my
ridiculous.
God. So we don't even know if these people even know what's going on. So this couple, I think it was a man, a woman, and one child at least, they're walking through. They've been there for about 5 minutes at this point. And we think, oh, maybe they didn't notice. And so the guy goes to Thomas. He's like, hey, man, why is there crap on the rug?
Oh, no way.
Exposure.
There was still more?
Well, he could see it because we weren't done cleaning it.
There was so much of it. The trail was so far.
Oh, who does God. That?
I have a theory too.
But he knew right away it was Dookie. Now, mind you, we don't know if this guy's a friend of the homeowner or whatever the case is.
Because there was a lot of neighbors that day.
Oh my God.
I know a lot of them were neighbors.
Yeah, I attested that open house was banging.
It was
because, dude, we had like, what, 5,000 views in the video.
Oh my God,
we had tons of people coming through.
We were saying we had like 50 people.
There was a lot of 50 people.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We don't know what the culprit was. We have ideas. I thought it was sabotage. But meanwhile, now it's 3. We're right at 3 o'clock. We're like, okay, we can shut this down, clean the rest of this Dookie, get the hell out of here before the homeowner, because probably the homeowners come home at 3:05.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just coming home, and here, how do we explain?
Let alone their scent.
Scrubbing Dookie.
There's all sorts of things going on.
And as we're getting ready to close down, the neighbor from down the street walks, and I think the homeowner, his name was whatever, it doesn't matter. We'll say, hey, is this so-and-so's
right.
house? I haven't been in here since he renovated it.
Exactly.
He decides to walk around. We're like,
wants
to
have the, get the hell out, too.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
He wants to have the conversation about the whole process of selling the house.
So he stays there till about 3:15.
Uh-oh.
So it's 3:15. Now we're thinking any minute now the homeowner's coming home. There's Dookie. This guy's standing here.
Oh,
we're still here. We shouldn't even be here. Full-on panic mode. And just, I mean, to give it a happy ending, we got it up enough so much that you didn't even know.
I didn't know, bro. I didn't know. Yeah, and here, I will attest to this. These guys did call me in panic mode, and truthfully, you think I'd be like, oh, man, I was just laughing my ass off. But I knew these boys could handle it, man. They've got deeper piles of, you know, and I was thinking, I'm like, yeah, they got this, man. But, yo, I'm sorry to both of you. I've never formally apologized for laughing at your terrible situation.
Well,
but
it was hysterical.
Yeah.
Here's the
we
thing.
Called you after the fact, so if you got mad, we were already out of the house. We're like, yo, it is what it is.
My conspiracy theory is there was a man, because we were seeing these weird placements on these stairs.
Yes.
There's a man. He came in. He had, if you injure your foot, sometimes they'll give you a medical boot.
Oh, yes.
He had a size 20 boot that was trailing this stuff up and down the stairs. And I'm telling you,
Bigfoot is involved.
It was the man with the medical boot.
I do.
I think it was sabotage. I think that a neighbor, because here's why. It was only in the two rooms on the stairs, and there was no Dookie anywhere. How does Dookie not get any riffs on your shoe?
Unless they're floating, and which would be an apparition.
Ooh,
perfect for
Halloween.
The Dookie ghost.
It's a mystery.
This
is
the Dookie ghost.
The Dookie ghost story.
Phantom
perfect.
Duker.
All right, guys. Listen,
Phantom
Duker. The Phantom Duker. Guys, we got to wrap it up. Happy Halloween.
Great.
Thanks for joining
Happy
us. Happy
Halloween,
sales team.
Halloween.
Have a great one, guys. Talk to you later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.